it discusses the most important and perhaps difficult part of a contractor's work, ensuring that any commitments from the government side come from the government employee with the appropriate authority. This is usually the contracting officer, but there are exceptions. Chapter 5 also discusses ways the contractor might commit fraud against the government. Part 2 deals with, first, trying to understand the almost inexhaustible variety of legal agreements the government uses to buy the goods and services it needs. Agreements, concession contracts, procurement contracts, task and delivery orders, and blanket purchase agreements, to name a few. These are discussed in Chapter 6. Chapter 7 considers two sticky problems. 1. The difficulty in writing a contract that is perfectly clear. And 2. The guidelines for interpreting an ambiguous contract. Chapter 8 reviews the way in which government contracts are distinctly different from business-to-business, B2B, contracts. Part 3 reviews lawsuits over government contracts. Chapter 9 sets the stage by describing the typical lawsuit, one between neighbors, one between businesses, or one between a government contractor and the government. Chapter 10 discusses the government contract lawsuit called a protest.